thing. But tonight, for the last couple weeks, I believe we were looking on the spirit of Babylon. And last week, we followed up with rebellion. We spoke a little bit about pride, but the emphasis last week was on rebellion. And tonight, we want to look back on that subject. We're getting into one of those stories in the Bible about rebellion. But before we get there, I want to just speak to go to a passage of scripture. Tonight we'll be looking at Numbers chapter 16, but I'm just going to read something quickly. From Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12. Let me look on the NLT. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12. The writer to the Hebrews writes to us and he said, "Be careful then, dear brothers and sisters, people who are part of the kingdom of God, who are part of the church. So be careful, make sure that your own hearts are not evil and unbelieving, turning you away from the living God." You must warn each other every day while it is still today, so that none of you will be deceived by sin and hardened against God. Make sure that your own hearts are not evil and unbelieving. Tell somebody, an unbelieving heart will turn you away from God. An unbelieving heart will turn you away from God. The Gospel of St. Matthew chapter 15 verse 18 and 19 tells us, "But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person, for out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander." The heart is the seat. It is the reservoir from which everything proceeds. The writer to the Hebrew warns us, saying, make sure, brothers and sisters, that we don't have an evil and an unbelieving heart that will lead you away, to fall away from the living God. It is possible. So we have to guard our heart with all diligence. Rebellion comes from a spirit of unbelief. A person who believes with their whole heart that God rewards righteousness and punishes evil will not rebel against God. But the spirit of unbelief will open the door to pride and rebellion and will cause us to do things that we would never imagine that we would do. Because where there is unbelief, it's the gateway to every other sin. Let's look on Numbers chapter 16, and we are going to talk a little bit I believe I've taught on this before, but I'm going right back there as the Holy Ghost would have me to do. The Bible speaks about an incident that took place under the leadership of Moses. If you recall, while the children of Israel, when Jacob and his sons, his entire family, during a time of famine, went back to Egypt to escape the great famine that was in the land at that time. Joseph was already sold by his brothers into slavery and became a prince in Egypt. And through the leading of the Lord and the gifts that the Lord had given him, he rose to ranks from the prison cell to becoming a prince, one who was in charge of Pharaoh's finances, and one who was put in charge during the time of famine. Just to summarize everything, the brothers and the father went back to Egypt, and they were granted favor by Pharaoh, given the land, the land in Goshen to stay. But the Bible said that after a time, there became a time when there arose a Pharaoh who knew not Joseph. And the children of Israel, while they were prospering in Goshen, suddenly they became slaves. And as time progressed, the Bible said that there was one who was born, Moses, and miraculously saved, while all the other children, 2 years and under, were being killed. Moses was miraculously saved by the Lord, because the Lord had appointed him. His birth had purpose on his life. And as time progressed, one day, a prince in the palace of Pharaoh, he noticed that Egyptian was taking advantage of an Israelite. And the scripture tells us that Moses slew the Egyptian, hid him under the sand. Not before long, the thing was known, and he had to flee for his life. So from prison to the wilderness, 40 years in the wilderness, taking care of his father-in-law's sheep. And at an appointed time, according to God's calendar, the Bible said that the Lord visited him at the burning bush and instructed him that he was called to be the deliverer, to set God's people free. And after conversation with the Lord, first unwilling, he departed to carry out that mission. The Lord eventually used him and displayed his power, his might, and delivered the people of Israel out of Egypt. And they recognized that the hand of the Lord was upon Moses. The Bible said in Numbers chapter 16 that one day Korah, the son of Izhar, a descendant of Kohath, son of Levi. So this gentleman was a Levite. The Levites were set apart by God and given the responsibility of the priesthood. Now, Korah conspired with Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, son of Pelet, from the tribe of Reuben. how did this conspiracy took place? Well, according to scriptures, there are 12 tribes that make up the household of Israel, or the nation of Israel. And the Levites, the 12 tribes rather, they all camp around the tabernacle. And so the Levites, their neighbors were the Reubenites. And so what the scripture wants us to understand here is that Korah, he felt he was camping rather right beside the Levites, were camping right beside the Reubenites. And they incited a rebellion against Moses, along with 250 other leaders of the community, all prominent members of the assembly. How did it begin? Next door neighbors. As we progress in the text, you will see Korah had an issue. He felt slighted, but he needed help in arguing his point, in carrying out what he think or thought should be right. So, two men were available, two known men were available, next door neighbors, Dathan and Abiram. And he shared his grievance with them. Remember, we spoke about rebellion being a calculated plan. Well, here we have an example now. And so he shared with them. Bible said they, in verse 3 of 16, Numbers, they united against Moses and Aaron and said, "You have gone too far." This is the issue. "The whole community of Israel has been set apart by the Lord, and he is with all of us. What right do you have to act as though you are greater than the rest of the Lord's people?" And so when you recognize when the Lord divided the tribes and shared the land, you will recognize that the Levites were not supposed to be given any portion of the land. They are set apart from the other 12, from the other 11 tribes. And here, the issue that Korah has is not necessarily with Moses, because Moses and Aaron represents the Lord himself. And God appointed them. They want to argue with him now. And they said, "You, Moses, have gone too far. You and Aaron, you have gone too far." Remember, God gave Aaron to Moses as his right hand. These men have an issue. "The whole community of Israel has been set apart by the Lord." Yes, Israel is a holy nation. But the Lord did set aside the Levites separate from the other 11 tribes. So they belittle the act of God by merging it with the picture of Israel being set aside as a nation. They did not care that the Lord also had set aside the Levites. And out of the Levites, God selected those who should be priests in the tabernacle. He said, what right do you have to act as though you are greater than the rest of the Lord's people? Who said that? These men weren't acting as if they were greater. They were just appointed by God. What does man have to do with God's selection? Can you choose to be a prophet? Can you choose to be the high priest? Can you choose to be a minister of the gospel? No. God calls men, bring them into his kingdom, assign a purpose, all based on God's selection, his divine selection. It's not a democracy. God just chooses according to his divine purpose. And he says, I want you to be an evangelist. And there's no getting around it. God just chooses it. Man has nothing to do with it. When Moses heard what they were saying, he fell face down on the ground. Then he said to Korah and his followers, tomorrow morning, the Lord will show us who belongs to him and who is holy. Rebellion will never have a chance to remain in the presence of God's holy assembly. God has a countdown on the spirit of rebellion. There's a time clock on the spirit of rebellion. One word from Moses. Tomorrow morning, the Lord will show us who belongs to him and who is holy. The holy and the unholy will never be able to merge. There's got to be a separation. He said, the Lord will allow only those whom he selects to enter his own presence. Korah, you and all your followers must prepare your incense burners. Watch this, brothers and sisters. Korah looked over from the camp of the Levites, look into the camp of the Reubenites, convinced two men, Dathan and Abiram, shared with them how he felt that he was slighted by Moses and Aaron. And out of the camp of Dathan and Reuben, these two leaders in that camp, they went from camp to camp, whether directly or indirectly, and convince 250 other leaders of the community, not ordinary men, so to speak. Camp to camp, spirit of rebellion like a venom. Every heart that was an unbelieving heart, that the spirit of unbelief rested on, was an open door for the spirit of rebellion to occupy. And not before long, Korah, two more, and then 250 leaders from the other 10. Or other 11, if you were looking from the side of Korah. And so, these 250 men, Moses said, Korah, you and all your followers, rebellion, a man who carries a spirit of rebellion, carries a clique, carries a clique. Not before long, as we see here, the Lord deals with the entire spirit of rebellion. He said, tomorrow morning, light fires in your senses, your incense burners, and burn incense before the Lord. Let's burn them before the Lord. Then we will see whom the Lord chooses as his holy one. You Levites are the ones who have gone too far. Then Moses spoke again to Korah. Now listen, you Levites. Does it seem insignificant to you that the God of Israel has chosen you from among all the community of Israel to be near him so you can serve in the Lord's tabernacle and stand before the people to minister to them? This is the office you occupy. But because of the spirit of rebellion, they could not even see the significance of their office. Pride. Jealousy. They wanted to be on or in charge. To them, what they have or what the Lord had called them to was insignificant. They wanted what Moses had and Aaron had. Korah, he was already given this special ministry to you and your fellow Levites. Are you now demanding the priesthood as well? Brothers and sisters, it is God that gives gifts. It is God that calls men. And whatsoever position or gift that the Lord has given us, it is the best thing for us. Moses said, the Lord is the one. You and your followers are really revolting against. I want to enlighten your minds, said Moses. You are not rebelling against me or Aaron. We are chosen by the Lord. It is the Lord's doing. And the rebellion that you are acting out is directly against God. For who is Aaron that you are complaining about him? Then Moses summoned Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, but they replied, we refuse to come before you. That's what they say. Because rebellion, persons who are rebellious are stubborn. They don't take instructions. They believe that they are above authority. Moses just led all these people across the Red Sea. And even before that, they witnessed the hand of the Lord upon Moses as he went back to back to Pharaoh with the word of the Lord and all the plagues that followed. the weakness, the exodus, when all of Pharaoh's firstborn, the Egyptians, were killed at the Passover. But they still did not believe. And an unbelieving heart, that God rewards righteousness and punishes sin. And so Moses called Dathan, Abiram, I wanted to speak with you. They sent back a message. We refuse to come before you. Who are you? Isn't it enough that you brought us up out of Egypt, a land flowing with milk and honey, to kill us here in this place, in this wilderness, and that you now treat us like your subjects? They aren't good followers. Their impression of Moses, selected by God, and Aaron, was somewhat skewed. These men refused to be under authority. And that has everything to do with the spirit of rebellion. For a person who carries a spirit of rebellion will never subject themselves to the authority of God. So, he said, what's more, you haven't brought us into another land flowing with milk and honey. You haven't given us a new homeland with fields and vineyards. Are you trying to fool these men? We will not come. These men are bold. That's the spirit of rebellion. They are bold. And Moses became very angry and said to the Lord, do not accept their grain offerings. I have not taken so much as a donkey from them, and I have never hurt a single one of them. Don't you believe, brothers and sisters, that a man who is placed in any position, a man who is acting in the will of God, according to where the Lord has positioned him, whether it be a man, when I say man, I mean man or woman, whoever the person is, that God will respect and have regard to that person's request. Moses said, don't, Lord, do not even accept a grain offering from them. And Moses said to Korah, you and all your followers must come here tomorrow and present yourselves before the Lord. Aaron will also be here. The office that you desire, the person who occupies that office that you desire, he's going to be here. You and each of your 250 followers must prepare an incense burner and put incense on it, so you can all present them before the Lord. Aaron will also bring his incense burner. So each of these men prepared an incense burner, lit the fire, and placed incense on it. They all stood at the entrance of the tabernacle with Moses and Aaron. Brothers and sisters, you see how the spirit of rebellion will lead us to destruction. That these men did not have the ability to see the evil that was about to befall them, or to see the evil thing that they were doing. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. And so they all stood at the entrance of the tabernacle with Moses and Aaron. Meanwhile, Korah had stirred up the entire community against Moses and Aaron. So Moses spoke to him, requested Abiram and Dathan to come by. They refused to go and let him know in no uncertain terms, we are not coming. And between that time and the showdown that's about to happen, Korah had now gone and stirred up the entire community against Moses and Aaron. Moses said, "You are not rebelling against me. You are not causing a revolt against me. It is against the Lord." And so, meanwhile, Korah had stirred up the entire community against Moses and Aaron, and they all gathered at the tabernacle entrance. Two men, Moses and Aaron. Of course, there are others that did not take part in this rebellion. But can you imagine the entire community is stirred up against them? And then the 250 men, including Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, they have now showed up and they are ready for a showdown to let Moses and Aaron know that they are not better than them. Then the glorious presence of the Lord appeared to the whole community. God showed up in the midst of rebellion. Remember when we look on what was happening at the Tower of Babel, that God showed up. Men who decided to rebel against God, God showed up. Brothers and sisters, God will not ignore the spirit of rebellion. God will show up. The glorious presence of the Lord appeared to the whole community. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, the ones who represented him, "Get away from all these people so that I may instantly destroy them. You two are the only one that's preventing me from destroying them. Remove yourself and let me destroy, because I see the spirit of rebellion." But Moses and Aaron, being great leaders, fell face down on the ground. "Oh God," they pleaded, "you are the God who gives breath to all creatures. Must you be angry with all the people when only one man sinned?" Started with one man feeling as if he's slighted. And it became the driving force between, amongst rather, 250 plus more. Moses interceded, and Aaron interceded, and the Lord said to Moses, then tell all the people to get away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Tell them. This tells us that as soon as we recognize the spirit of a rebellion, spirit of rebellion in any individual, you cannot have fellowship with such a one, because you will put your life in danger of God's judgment. Certainly, you may be rebuked. You may show a man or a person their sins, but you cannot stand hand to hand with a person who is carrying the spirit of rebellion. Moses intercede to God. God, you cannot destroy all these people because of only one man's sins. You can't, Lord. Lord replied immediately, tell all the people, because they're in a position now where the judgment of the Lord will fall on them, because they're amongst the rebellious. Tell them to get away. Separate themselves from the rebellious. As soon as a person identifies the spirit of rebellion, you cannot join with such an individual. You put your very life and your family's life at risk. Tell them, get away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. I heard the murmurings in those tents. I heard when they spoke against the one who have appointed. I heard when they rebel and they planned. They spoke together and they shared their agenda with each other. They have released a venom in the holy assembly. Tell the people, separate themselves. Moses got up and rushed over to the tents of Dathan and Abiram, followed by the elders of Israel. Quick, he told the people, it's a matter of urgency. Separate yourself. Get away from the tents of these wicked men. For any man who carries the spirit of rebellion, God considers that person a wicked person. And don't touch anything that belongs to them. Come on, somebody. You can't. Some folks don't want to cut clean because you don't want to hurt somebody's feeling. You better hurt the rebellious person's feeling. Cut clean. When God said cut clean, cut clean. You save your soul. You save your family. You save your children. Cut clean. Have nothing to do with folks who carry a spirit of rebellion. It ought not to be in the holy assembly. Moses said, come out of Dathan's tents. Come out of Korah's tents. Come out of Abiram's tents. God is looking down on those tents and is about to pour out his judgment, but he wants to save you. Come out. Brothers and sisters, I want us to understand that this wasn't happening with people who were Egyptians. These were people from the holy assembly. people who were called out, the nation that was selected to show forth the glory of God. My God Almighty. Because when Moses spoke to Pharaoh, Moses said, let my people go. That's what the Lord said, that they may worship him. My God Almighty. This was a nation that was released from bondage to worship the Creator. And in the midst of worship, a spirit of rebellion is showing up. Why? Because one man is covetous. One man is jealous of a position that was not given to him. Get away from these wicked men and don't touch anything that belongs to them. If you do, you will be destroyed for their sins. Don't join in a next man's sin. Don't be a partaker of a next man's sin. If you see it, you better expose it. Let him know his sin. But you ain't going to be no partaker. Because when the justice of God is poured out, my God Almighty, hallelujah, you will be in the judgment. So all the people stood back from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. They listened to Moses. Thank God for the spirit of obedience. Shakomosa. The Bible said, then Dathan and Abiram came out and stood at the entrances of their tents. So hard were their hearts. And the man of God rushed down to the tents, tell these people to get out from their tents. And these men, all they did, they came to the tents and stood up. Entrance of their tents and just stood there together with their wives and children and their little ones, because the venom got in the family. Wife couldn't separate themselves. The children, everybody was under the influence of rebellion. People are separating from them. And that didn't move them. Moses said, this is how you will know that the Lord has sent me to do all these things that I have done, for I have not done them on my own. The servant of the Lord cannot act on his own. He has got to act according to what God has instructed him to do. He said, if these men, some folks don't understand the authority that lies in a person that the Lord has anointed, and the power of speech. Moses said, if these men die a natural death, or if nothing unusual happens, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord does something entirely new, a new creation, and the ground opens its mouth and swallows them and all their belongings, and they go down alive into the grave, then you will know that these men have shown contempt for the Lord. Brothers and sisters, earlier in the passage we read, Moses said, God, don't take their grain offering. You got to understand the position of someone who is anointed by God in any capacity. When Moses said, don't accept their offering, God said, Moses, I agree, because he represents God. Moses said, if the Lord does something entirely new and ground opens its mouth and swallows them and all their belongings and they go down alive in the grave, then you will know that these men have shown contempt for the Lord. God listened what Moses is saying and immediately said, Moses, I agree. What you say, you represent me. He had hardly finished, just in time for the persons to hear what he had said. But he had hardly finished speaking the words when the ground suddenly split open beneath them. earth opened its mouth and swallowed the men, along with their households and all their followers who were standing with them. Everything they owned. Everything that they owned. All their family members. All the followers. Everything there that they owned. The mouth of the ground. A new creation. God just opened up the mouth. The earth. Swallowed up every rebellious person in the camp. They all went down alive into the earth. Into the earth, along with all their belongings. The earth closed over them. Just like the man of God said. And they all vanish from the people of Israel. God has a time clock on the spirit of rebellion. All the people around them fled when they heard their screams. The earth will swallow us up too, they cried. Then fire blazed forth from the Lord and burned up the 250 men who were offering incense. So when the Lord's glorious presence came down and told Moses, get out of the way, let me destroy them. The spirit of rebellion had so much destroyed or hardened the heart of these men that not even God's glorious presence could move them. Not even God's glorious presence could move them. They were still there. Bible said the fire blazed forth from the Lord and burned up the 250 men who were offering incense. They were still standing there from Moses asked them to come with the incense and burn it. And tell Aaron to bring his and burn it. And the Lord, glorious presence, showed up, but they did not stop. It couldn't move them. The heart of rebellion, stubbornness, wickedness, evil, the Lord calls it. Now, the Lord, out from the Lord's presence, fire came down, burned up the 250 men who were offering incense. And the Lord said to Moses, tell Eleazar, son of Aaron, the priest, to pull all the incense burners from the fire. Those 250 incense burners. The Lord had burned up every one of the men. Now Moses said, tell Eleazar, son of Aaron, pull those incense burners from the fire, for they are holy. Also, tell him to scatter the burning coals. Take the incense burner of these men who have sinned at the cost of their lives and hammer the metal into a thin sheet to overlay the altar. Since these burners were used in the Lord's presence, they have become holy. Let them serve as a warning to the people of Israel. Beat them out. Make them into a thin sheet of metal and cover the altar that they may see that the spirit of rebellion has no place in the camp of the living God. It's a holy assembly. Oh, Shambakosaya. Hallelujah. It's a holy, holy, holy assembly. My God Almighty. Every time that they come to worship, they must see that the spirit of rebellion, my God Almighty, I will have no lot or part with it. Bible said, Eleazar, the priest, collected 250 bronze incense burners that had been used by the men who died in the fire. And the bronze was hammered into a thin sheet to overlay the altar. Every time you see, you will recognize, you will remember the attack upon God and God's swift judgment against the spirit of rebellion. God bless you. 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 Brothers, sisters, look deep down. Let's look deep down into our hearts. See if there's a seed of rebellion against God or against His holy institution. A rebellious person shows contempt to the will of God and seeks to carry out his or her own will at any cost. A rebellious person is selfish, doesn't even care if the entire family is at risk. He doesn't respect the persons who join themselves with him or her. That person who carries the spirit of rebellion is all for themselves. God is against the spirit of rebellion. I'm warning tonight as I teach, as I share from the word of the living God. Be careful, brothers and sisters, of any person who carries the spirit of rebellion. If you were in the camp of Korah, if you have heard about it in the camp of Dathan, if you're in the camp of Abiram, and you heard anything that sounds like rebellion, that smells like rebellion, that tastes like rebellion, separate yourself from the camp, because it is rebellion, and the Lord's judgment will be swift. I don't know why the Lord wants me to speak on this. I'd rather not. But the Lord will must be done. Let's bow our heads. Hallelujah. 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 Hayabakotosha. Brothers and sisters, a rebellious person in the assembly will take part in even in the worship. But in the worship, when the Lord looks down, he will see that their heart is far from him.